There's been a lot of publicity recently about the advertising of gambling on television, not just because of the big blow-up between Gay Waterhouse and the likes of John Singleton. It was already bubbling away because of the sudden intrusion of live gambling odds in our television programs, particularly our sporting programs. But more generally, what do you think? Should gambling advertising be allowed on television? Should, or for that matter, radio or anywhere else, but particularly on television when it's in our faces and depending on what time of day it is, our children may see it. And for that matter, what do you think about the advertising of alcohol in these circumstances on television as well? A survey has been done, a survey which has brought fairly clear-cut opinions from a fairly wide variety of age groups as to what should be done in this area, whether the advertising of gambling or alcohol should be banned or whether it should be allowed. We'll get to those results in just a moment, and you might have an opinion. Our number is 1300 222 612. 1300 222 612. You can text on 0467 922 612, tweet at 612 Brisbane, or join us on Facebook. And a number of people already have. In fact, Stuart has already posted this comment on my program page, actually, on the website program page. Stuart says, given the problems a number of our young athletes have had with both alcohol and gambling, it is a great pity other sponsors can't be found. It seems as long as the money is there for the broadcasters, then they really don't care about the consequences. Simple throwaway lines like gamble responsibly or drink responsibly don't cut it for me. Thanks for your comment, Stuart. And of course, that is an important aspect of the debate that Stuart has raised, the dependence, if you like, of sporting organisations and media organisations on the money that comes in from these big industries, the gambling industry and the alcohol industry. They're very much part of the lifeblood, if you like. Certainly the money that pours money into the pockets of sporting stars comes in part, at least from these industries and the advertising of it. But that's just one aspect to it, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. In Brisbane, it's 22 degrees, one above average. Humidity at 49%, wind from the southwest at 7 kilometres per hour. On the Bayside, it's 21 at Logan City and Ipswich, 21. On the Gold Coast, 20 degrees. On the Sunshine Coast, it's 22. In Cairns, 24. Townsville, 22. Mount Isa, still only 19 degrees. And Longreach, still only 18. In Mackay, it's 20 degrees. Rockhampton, 21. Gladstone, 20. Bundaberg, 21. In Toowoomba, not surprisingly, it's the coolest. It's 16 degrees. We will have Scott Francis join me for personal finance advice as well this morning. And Scott, he'll be here to, and available to take your calls, I should add. He's going to be looking at the choices you have when you invest, the choices of the investment categories that you can invest, but more particularly, what choices you make through your superannuation as well. That's ahead with Scott Francis.
ABC Local Radio, Queensland.
Will you sit down in front of the TV this weekend to watch the footy or some of the other sport around? Do you remember the Winfield Cup? What about Benson and Hedges sponsoring the cricket? And you might remember the actual advertisements for cigarettes on the television. Men on horses smoking. Men in suits in international locations smoking. Tobacco advertising was banned on radio and television way back in 1976. Today, the rules forbid alcohol ads to appear on TV before 8:30 in the evening. But there's an exception for sports broadcasts. And then, of course, there's the issue of gambling advertisements. So what's worse, the ads for alcohol or the advertising of gambling? A think tank called the Australia Institute has just carried out a survey on the issue, and Matt Grudnoff is the senior economist with the research group. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. What was your survey about and what did it find?
Well, it was asking people about their attitudes to advertising of various products, in particular gambling and alcohol. What it found was is that 84% of people wanted some kind of restriction on gambling advertising, and only 16% thought it should be allowed unrestricted.
Okay, so let's just go through it a little more closely again. Firstly, on the subject of alcohol, what did people say?
Well, about half of them, 48%, said it should be banned completely, and that wasn't surprising. Alcohol advertising is tended, we thought would be the more controversial of the two. And so 48% thought it should be banned completely. A further 30% should be restricted. So at the moment it's restricted to being banned before 8 p.m. And about 21% said it should be allowed without restriction.
Okay. And then on the question of gambling.
Well, on gambling, 84% said it should be restricted in some way. 64% of that, so about two-thirds, thought it should be banned outright. Another 20% said it thought it should be banned before 6 p.m. And only 16% thought it should be there shouldn't be any restriction, which really surprised us. We thought that alcohol would more people would have thought that alcohol should be banned rather than gambling.
But people, from your survey, have more opposition to the gambling ads rather than alcohol ads.
Yeah, that's right. Which probably, when you think about it, it's not too surprising. I mean, there's been a strong reaction recently with live odds in sport. There's been a real reaction against that, particularly as, you know, lots of people like to sit down with their family and watch the sport, watch the footy. And, you know, the kids could quote the odds better than they could quote the scores sometimes.
Well, I guess your survey was done quite recently during the controversy over the Waterhouses and everything else that happened, was it?
That's right, yep.
So I guess that may have highlighted gambling. It could have been a factor in the final result compared to alcohol, I mean.
That's right, yes. Gambling certainly, even without the Gay Waterhouse and John Singleton thing, it's been in the media quite a bit. There's been a parliamentary inquiry. South Australia is talking about banning it. Even the free-to-air TV is talking about restricting odds, live odds. So it's certainly out there in the media at the moment.
How many people did you survey?
We surveyed 1,400 people, which is quite a large survey. So it meant that the chances of the margin of error is quite small, probably 1 or 2%. So if you hear sort of 84%, it could have been sort of 82% or it could have been 86%. But regardless, it was a clear, very large majority of people.
Was there a difference in response according to age or gender?
Yeah, there was. It was quite surprising. Young people were less concerned about gambling advertising. So while, as I said, on average, 16% of people weren't worried about it or considered it should be allowed. 34% of 17 to 24-year-olds thought it was okay. At the other end, 65-plus, only 4% thought it should be allowed without restriction. And when you think about it, I suppose 17 to 24-year-olds have sort of grown up with advertising, gambling advertising on TV, and it's becoming more common, whereas the older people, remember a time, if you like, where it wasn't so in your face.
Yes, quite a strong difference between the younger end of your survey groups and the older end, very much against gambling advertising, the younger actually in favour, the youngest age group, 17 to 24, actually in favour of advertising of gambling. Interestingly, though, with alcohol, I think you can more or less say that under the age of 44 in total, most people were in favour of alcohol advertising after 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, and again, alcohol advertising has been around for a long time. People are sort of used to it. I think that the problem with the gambling one is most Australians don't have a huge problem with gambling. Melbourne Cup Day is an extremely popular day in Australia. I think what people are objecting to is it having pushed at them so hard just recently. And so, if it wasn't for that such in-your-face kind of advertising, having the live odds at the game all the time, people wouldn't be as objective, wouldn't object to it as much, and we'd probably get more similar results to what we got with alcohol.
1300 222 612 is the phone number. If you're listening this morning and you have a comment, a strong opinion on advertising of gambling or advertising of alcohol, 1300 222 612. If you've got a different point of view that you'd like to put across or a different angle on the subject, 1300 222 612 is the number. And of course, as I mentioned, you can also join us on Twitter or Facebook or text on 0467 922 612. Matt Grudnoff is with me from the Australia Institute. They've done a survey which found that broadly Gambling advertising was frowned upon, as was alcohol advertising, but particularly at the older age group end of the survey, very much against both forms of advertising. Matt, what are the rules on alcohol and gambling ads these days? I mentioned the ban on tobacco advertising.
Yeah, so tobacco is completely banned, and it's also banned. Sports venues can't have, you know, billboards and stuff that might be seen by camera, or can't have billboards at all. Alcohol advertising is banned before 8 p.m. On TV, but there is an exemption for sporting. So if we've got a sporting thing, it's that's not covered. Whereas gambling advertising can be done at any time. There's no current restriction. And I think what the free TV networks are talking about is restricting live odds. So they're talking about bringing in some restrictions on gambling advertising.
Hmm. Yeah, do you think that people would react differently if... I guess I'm wondering why sport in particular has been singled out as being allowable rather than any other area of broadcasting.
It's a good question. It's probably an historical reason. Alcohol and other forms of advertising tend to be strongly support sport. I remember when... I don't remember when in 1976 when they banned cigarette advertising altogether, but I do remember when they banned it in sport so that you couldn't display signs in sport, and there was a big outcry, and you know they were talking about how sport would lose all this money. Well, sort of 15, 20 years later, sport's still going along quite okay. So it's sort of interesting that we allow it in sport and not in other advertising, and it'll be interesting to see whether or not, particularly around gambling, whether they bring in restrictions and how far they actually go with those restrictions.
But do you think that if alcohol and gambling were banned, then sport would start to struggle to find the financial resources that it currently has?
I think very initially, in the very short term, possibly. But I think in the long term, I think that the ban on smoking showed that... sport attracts a whole lot of eyeballs. A lot of people want to watch it. A lot of people want to go to the game. Where there's a lot of people wanting to watch something, you can always sell advertising. And it doesn't have to be alcohol. It doesn't have to be cigarettes. It doesn't have to be gambling. There's a whole heap of different companies that would be quite glad to have people looking at their logo and advertising to them.
You mentioned that South Australia has announced this week that it is going to take a lead in banning gambling advertising on television. Do you think that we will see a broad ban or tightening of regulations when it comes to gambling ads?
I think so. We'll probably see some. I don't think we're going to see an outright ban, unfortunately, but I think that we'll definitely see some. I mean, at the moment, the vast majority of Australians, at least from this survey, would indicate that they want a complete ban. But if the government were to propose something like that, unfortunately, I think there'd be a lot of pushback from industry, a lot of pushback from television networks, and I don't think the government's really interested in having a fight with television networks and large lobby groups.
Alcohol advertising on television has probably been lying low over the last few years. I'm not really wanting to get dragged into an argument like this. Your survey shows that there's a fairly even split at around that age of 45, above 45 people seem to be happy to see tightening of alcohol, if not banning of alcohol advertising on TV. Below 44, the age group starts to swing the other way and be in favour of it continuing. Where do you see things going on that particular front?
I think at the moment, as you said, there's not a whole lot of change, if you like, in how people view alcohol advertising. So I don't see any major change coming at the moment. For that, I think what we're seeing in gambling is we had people accepting that gambling was a part of life, and they were accepting that advertising of it, so long as it sort of happened at the fringe, was fine. And for the most part, the other large gambling providers, excluding Tom Waterhouse, were actually quite happy with that sort of situation. They were making, you know, a nice tidy profit. They were quite comfortable with that. And what's happened is Tom Waterhouse has come in and pushed it into the centre stage, and that's created quite a lot of kerfuffle. And what's interesting is the other gambling providers are actually quite happy to ban live odds. They've actually come out and said they've got absolutely no problem with it. And I think they're quite worried at the moment that this in-your-face advertising is actually creating quite a negative push in the general public, and they don't want to see further restrictions, and they'd actually like it if Tom Waterhouse would just sort of quieten down.
There's already been some reaction from Free TV and the commercial television networks. Where do you see their position shifting to?
I think they'll probably definitely be banning live odds, mainly because there doesn't seem to be any pushback in either television networks or the major gambling companies, and so therefore Free TV would probably be quite happy to do that. I don't think we'll see further restrictions. There might be talk about banning before a particular time of night in a similar way to what we see with alcohol advertising. But again, that's probably not going to happen because, I mean, you don't see a lot of ads for gambling outside of sports programs. So consequently, you know, as I said, alcohol has an exemption for sport. So, you know, restricting gambling, say, to after 6 p.m. by giving an exemption for sports, not going to change, you know, how much advertising occurs, I don't think.
Matt, thanks very much for your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Matt Gradnoff from the think tank, the Australia Institute. And you can find out more about them online at tai.org.au, or you can make it easy for yourself and go to my program page on the ABC website. We'll put the link there along with the recording of my chat with Matt, abc.net.au/Brisbane. Click on the programs. Click again on Weekends with Warren. That was Matt Gradnoff from the Australia Institute. They've done a survey broadly asking whether people were in favour of continuance or banning of the advertising of alcohol or gambling on television. Your comments have been coming in on Facebook. We'll go to a few of your calls in just a moment. My producer, Rob Mitchell, has been gathering some of the thoughts on Facebook. Hello again, Rob.
Good morning, Warren. There's been lots of chat on Facebook this morning about that. We asked people what they thought about gambling and alcohol ads on TV. David says that they should be reserved for adult viewing only, like 18-plus programmes, 18-plus advertising. It's as simple as that. Craig says he doesn't have a problem with gambling. It's taxation on stupidity. Charisse says that she objects to it completely and it causes way too many problems for families and society in general. Kelly says to ban it, pure and simple. And Brian sort of concludes the debate by saying, asking to get the wowsers out of our lives. If you ban gambling and alcohol advertising, you need to ban adverts for fast food, which is fueling the fattest society on record. While I'm no fan of gambling, says Brian, please leave alone those of us who can enjoy a drink and gamble without a problem.
Just going back to the first comment, Rob, regarding 18 plus. Now, how can you control that on television?
I don't really know, apart from recommending, you know, what we do already on TV, which is we offer guidance for people to watch, I suppose. Mm. But, I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean we already have a time limit.
A time limit where you think the kids might be going to bed.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have thought of 6 o'clock, by the way. 6 o'clock is where at least the survey.
Is that right?
The Australia Institute survey asked whether it should be banned after 6 o'clock. Now, I think the information was that it's currently 8:30, is it?
I thought current legislation was 9 o'clock.
But if
it's a sporting event, then it's allowed to be before that.
Of course, the sporting event being the difference. Mm. Yes. Okay. But yeah, I think it's a little bit hard to control the age of people sitting in front of a television set in their own home. Rob, thank you very much. Rob Mitchell, my producer, with your thoughts on Facebook. Let's see what Kathy at Murarrie thinks about all of this. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Warren. How are you?
Very well.
My first comment is the very first game this season I was watching the Broncos, and I can't remember the other team, but one team had sports bet on their jerseys. The other one had Centrebet, and then we had Tom Waterhouse in our face in one game, you know. And then I'm not a racing fan, but I owned a third of a tenth of a share in a horse years ago. Now, if our horse jumped badly, I couldn't race back and you know, get better odds or lessen my bet or anything. Whereas, you know, they can keep betting on this, that, and something else. I think it's just wrong, and he seems to have more say than the people that are commentating on the game, you know.
He being Tom Waterhouse.
Tom Waterhouse. And then you look at Indian cricket and that sort of thing in years gone by with problems over there with gambling, you would just wonder, will this sort of thing ever come our way in our sport?
Well, that's certainly a wider question. If there's more gambling and more gambling advertising, yeah, whether it could head to that degree of influence. I think, to be fair to the TV networks and Channel 9, they made some fairly early decisions to curtail the role of Tom Waterhouse as a commentator and put him and his advertising of gambling into a more specific little area.
Yeah.
But I guess you make the point that the advertising of gambling, whether it's on jerseys or through ads or live odds, suddenly has been so much more in our face this season.
Right. My eyes just popped open when I saw these three different people in one football game, three different companies.
To be honest, there's been a whole lot of companies advertising. If you're watching a free-to-air or pay TV, there's a lot of different companies. It's just that Tom Waterhouse has probably been particularly high-profile as an individual. There's a lot of companies actually doing advertising.
I know, but these were the main ones on the back of the jerseys. Like, you know, I know they have all little different ones, but right across the back of their jersey was the three. Like on the two ones, Centrebet and Sportsbet, and then him.
Oh, and the stadiums being named.
Really stood out.
Yeah, stadiums being named after gambling companies as well now too.
And one little thing before I go.
Yes.
My daughter comes home on Wednesday. She's just finishing her holiday off, and she's just finishing off a week in Italy. So I'll have to tell her that it's Italian week and see if she wants to catch up on anything in Lisbon.
Absolutely. I hope she has gets a very warm welcome home.
Okay. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Kathy. Kathy at Murray. Now, John's in Mackay. Morning, John.
Yeah, morning, Warren. How you go?
Good.
Yeah, mate, just wondering, sitting there watching that, do you actually get off? Does it entice you to get off the couch, mate, and kind of punt? I mean, punters are punters, mate. Usually they have a punt before the game kicks off. I don't know. I just can't see that.
So what you're saying, you wonder what difference the advertising actually makes to behaviour.
There's a survey on actually people who actually, it entices people actually get up and have a bet.
Well, do you think that, there's been more of an accent on advertising, for example, during a game at half time to, you know, as the odds are shifting, to maybe make you, if you think you're going to lose, to have a second bet and try and regain ground, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I suppose, mate, I'm not having the Waterhouses, mate. But I don't see there's a place for it. There's certainly a place for it, you know, at the tab or at the pub if you want to have a punt. But, in the face at home, mate, I don't think we need it.
You're against the advertising?
And yes, I'm on the cusp of 45, mate.
Right. I guess one of the big issues has been people wondering whether or not the advertising will influence children to become interested in gambling younger.
Well, you know, I suppose they're going to ask the questions, aren't they? And it's a bit hard for parents to respond to it, especially if dad's a bit of a punter, too, you know.
What about alcohol advertising?
I grew up with it, mate. I suppose I don't know. I wasn't even aware that they didn't come on until after 8:30 at night. I don't see that many ads anymore. I suppose I hear a lot of them on the radios, but I think Carlton, one of the few people who still advertise on it, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. I must admit, I if you ask me what were the time limits on advertising of alcohol or gambling, I couldn't have really told you before this. I wasn't aware of cut-off points. All right. Thanks, John.
No dramas. Thanks much.
All the best. Steve's on Bribey Island. Steve, what do you think about the banning or not banning, allowing to continue alcohol and gambling?
Yeah, good morning, mate. How are you?
Good.
A couple of points, I think. The first one is the difference between cigarettes and alcohol is more a health-related issue and gambling is a moral issue. There's a distinct difference. But, you know, if we're really concerned about children being shanghaied into gambling, then by the same rationale, we should look at the impact of internet advertising. Plenty of studies reveal that kids spend way more time on the internet than on TV these days. So, you know, we should be looking at that and, you know, perhaps we should even ban cable TV broadcasting of horse racing and betting in public bars and other places where children can hear or see the gambling-related activities. ban kids from going to race meetings, no more broadcasting of horse betting and gambling on Melbourne Cup Day in schools. If we're going to follow the same rationale, perhaps we should also seal the racing guides in newspapers so the kids don't get to see on a daily basis without adult supervision what's going on. We don't want them to know. And the other one, so far as the advertising dollar is concerned, if the sports teams are based south of the border, where all the headquarters for the big corps are that throw their dollars at sports teams, that'll be fine and dandy where there's lots of headquarters for corporations down south. But here in Brisbane, we don't have the same sort of avenues of revenue for sports teams. So it's really the teams, the sports teams north of the border that are going to suffer because of things like this.
I take your point that there are other issues and other areas that could well be looked at in terms of what you ban and what you don't. Are you being a little tongue-in-cheek? Are you actually in favour of banning these things or against the censorship, if you like, of these things?
I think that there's more forces at play here than the, apparent ones that were being thrown at us. For example, I'm sure Tom Waterhouse's dollars were up for throwing either to, say, the AFL or the rugby league. I also think that the gambling revenue that the TAB is being able to make profits on is dwindling because there's other areas where there's gambling occurring these days. So I think there's other vested interests that are really pushing that barrow. I'm a bit reluctant to believe that advertising of gambling on TV is the major area of concern when we look at our kids being influenced. I really do believe that we need to look at the sort of advertising that goes on the internet for gambling and pornography. The kids are assailed and no one's doing anything about it.
Very interesting comment. You mentioned earlier too that to some gambling is a moral issue, as some people would regard alcohol as a moral issue. Is it more whether it's an addiction issue?
In that respect, it is. It's a mental health issue, gambling. And I'm saying this because, as a young fellow, I used to live right next to Albion Park Trot, so I had the wonderful upbringing of seeing the local gentry in all their glory. And so, yeah, it is a health issue to some degree, but you're not going to find kids with gambling issues. It's an adult's issue.
Steve, interesting points. Thanks very much for that. We better move on.
Have a good day.
Good on you. Thanks very much. Joy is at Wynnum. Hello, Joy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What would you like to say?
Essentially, I think that the research should be looked at again because there should be some sort of filter on the way people view television. People 17 to 24 don't view television to the same degree, anywhere near the same degree, as those over 65. You could draw some sort of line probably at age 40. Most people under 40 stream, they download, they just don't view television to the same degree as those over it. And, I would just question the value of that sort of research unless there's some sort of filter, the weighting between the ages.
Yeah, well, look, I think the survey was simply approaching people of those age groups and asking them a question. I don't know that it was determined by how much television they watch, but you certainly make a point that, there's different habits and ways of entertaining younger people than there are older people these days.
If the same weighting was put on all the answers, and you did turn that it was a broad research study, but if the same weighting was put on across all ages, then it's severely compromised.
Okay, thanks very much, Joy.
Thanks.
And look, just briefly, one more call. James is in Cairns. Hello, James.
Good day, painter of pictures.
Hello, James. Hi. You'll have to be quick, James, because we're running a little late here.
Since 1980, the Prime Minister's of Australia have had a select group of people looking into the addictions of the Australian public. It's the addiction and the in-your-face thing that I would think was the most dangerous and the most harmful to the Australian younger generation, who the older generation are concerned about.
So the current situation in regards to advertising of gambling and possibly for alcohol, it's different to what existed a year or two ago.
Well, all the way back to the 80s, yes, and I think we should look very seriously at anything that is addictive and counterproductive to our young children. You may gather by that I am against having something shoved in my face.
Fair enough, James.
Gambling. I've gambled on the Melbourne Cup more money than I'd ever want to have to admit, but by golly gosh, I didn't for one moment condone the fact that whether I won or lost, it was something I wished to do, but I didn't have it rammed in my face every time I wanted to listen to or watch and that's a joke between you and I, watch a football game or a horse race.
Good on you, James. Thanks very much.
One day, will you give me a ring sometime in the future, please?
All right.
Thanks,
James. Yeah. James in Cairns there. Yes, you're listening to 612 ABC Brisbane and ABC Local Radio Queensland. Certainly, one thing I will say, I don't think having a flutter on the Melbourne Cup is ever going to harm anyone. Some people disagree with that, of course, but if it was just once a year, more regularly, well, that's a more debatable issue.